You know how it is with the financial news, right?
Yeah.
It's like a million companies and buzzwords coming at you all at once.
Right. Totally.
And it can be tough to figure out what's really important.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're cutting through that noise. We're going to zero in on why institutional investors, you know, the big players, why they're suddenly so interested in companies like, let me see. We've got Riot, Mara, AMZN, of course, MSTR, Coin, SoFi, INTC, and Oklo. What is it about these particular companies?
Well, what's so interesting is it's like a roadmap.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, where do these institutions see the future going?
You mean just based on where they're putting their money?
Exactly. Digital currencies, obviously, that's huge.
Yeah.
But also this fight for tech dominance and clean energy. Can't forget that.
You're already a few steps ahead of me. Because that's why you're here. Okay. So let's break this down. Starting with, I guess, the elephant in the room.
Which is?
Crypto. It's got to be. Riot, Mara, MSTR, Coin. They're all playing in that crypto world.
It's not just playing around anymore, though, is it?
Oh, no. Definitely not. So what's the strategy? What are they seeing?
Think of it like this. Riot and Mirai, they're all about Bitcoin mining.
Right, right.
Ramping up operations big time.
Right.
Banking that Bitcoin's going to be around.
Even with how crazy it can be. The price swings and all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're in it for the long haul, betting on that long-term value.
And Marathon Digital, they're aiming to be one of the biggest mining operations.
In North America, yeah. Bold move.
Huge.
But then you've got Riot. They're interesting.
How so?
They're all about renewable energy for their mining. Smart, right?
With all the environmental concerns, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. They're trying to get ahead of that curve.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because that's been a hurdle for a lot of investors.
Big time.
But it's not just the mining. We've got MicroStrategy, too. Software company. But they're going all in on Bitcoin as a reserve asset.
That's a bold move, right? I mean, talk about putting your money where your mouth is.
It's like they're saying, we believe in this more than software, practically.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see how that plays out for them.
High risk, high reward, like they always say.
The crypto motto.
And then we've got Coinbase. I feel like everyone and their grandma knows Coinbase now.
Yeah, they become kind of the go-to for a lot of folks.
But why? Why are these institutional investors, like, flocking to them?
They're like the gateway to crypto, especially for these big institutions. Security's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And regulation, making sure everything's above board.
Which is huge EE in the crypto world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it can feel so Wild West sometimes.
Exactly. And Coinbase, they offer that sense of legitimacy, that security.
Yeah, because if you're putting millions, billions on the line.
You don't want some fly-by-night operation.
Exactly. So it's like with crypto, we're seeing these different approaches.
Yeah.
Some are mining it. Others are treating it like gold, basically, storing value. And then there's Coinbase, building the whole system for everyone else to join in.
Yeah. It's like they're each playing a different part in this massive high-stakes game.
Right. And we're just watching it all unfold, trying to figure out the rules as we go.
And who's going to come out on top in the end?
It's like a whole new world of finance is being built right in front of us.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
So we've talked about crypto, but what about just the tech world in general? Amazon, Intel, SoFi, they seem like completely different beasts.
They are different sectors, for sure. But there's a common thread.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's like they're not just riding the tech wave. They're the ones making it.
Oh, I like that.
And institutional investors, they see that. They see the future in that.
So it's not just about making a cool gadget or having a popular app anymore.
No, it's bigger than that.
It's about what? Like anticipating where things are going.
Exactly. And then building the thing that everyone needs before they even realize they need it.
Okay, so who does that well? You mentioned Amazon before.
Amazon's the prime example. It's not just online shopping anymore.
Not even close.
They're in everything. Healthcare, groceries, making movies, you name it, they're doing it. Or about to.
So it's that constant expansion, always pushing into new areas.
Exactly. They're not just keeping up, they're dictating the pace.
It's a little intimidating, honestly, how big they are.
Well, that's why investors love them, right? They're a safe bet.
I guess so. But what about Intel? They've had some scumbles lately, right?
They have, but they're making moves to get back on top. And it's interesting.
There's hope.
It's all about their foundry business. You remember we touched on that?
Vaguely. Remind me, what's so special about it?
So traditionally, Intel mostly made chips for their own stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now they're switching gears, becoming a major chip maker for everyone else, too.
So, like, instead of just making their own cars, they're making the engines for every car.
Perfect analogy. And in a world that runs on AI, 5G, all this tech.
Controlling those chips, that's got to be powerful.
Hugely powerful.
Right.
And institutional investors, they see that strategic advantage.
Makes you wonder if we're going to be talking about Intel the way we talk about Amazon in a few years.
It's definitely possible. Now, on to SoFi, a completely different world, right?
Yeah, fintech, totally different. They're the ones with the bank charter now, right?
Exactly. Huge deal. It's like they're rewriting the rules of finance.
I got to be honest, when I first heard that, I didn't get it. What's so special about a charter?
It's about freedom, basically.
Freedom?
Yeah, freedom to operate nationally, offer all sorts of financial services.
Like what? Give me the rundown.
Loans, deposit accounts, the whole shebang. And all outside that traditional banking system.
So they can reach way more people, do things differently.
Exactly. And remember how they're doing crypto trading now, too.
Yeah, right. It's like they're blending the old and the new.
Seamlessly. And that's appealing. It's that forward-thinking approach that's attracting all this investment.
So even though Amazon, Intel, SoFi, they all seem different.
On the surface, yeah.
They all represent that same thing, like anticipating the future.
Building the future.
And grabbing the investors who want to be a part of it.
Exactly. It's a smart strategy.
It's fascinating to see how these companies are really driving the future, not just keeping up with it.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to our last company, Oklo. They're kind of a different flavor than the others, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely a unique case.
Clean energy.
Yeah.
It's on everyone's mind these days, right?
Huge topic. And Oklo is tackling it from an angle you don't always hear about.
Which is?
Nuclear power.
Okay, now that's interesting.
Right. It's not usually the first thing that comes to mind when you think clean energy.
Not for me, at least. Too many, you know, images from history class, probably.
Right, exactly. Chernobyl, all that.
Yeah, exactly. So how is Oklo different? How are they changing the narrative?
They're not doing your grandfather's nuclear power, that's for sure.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's all about what they call micro-reactors. Smaller, safer, more sustainable.
Micro-reactors. Hadn't heard that term before.
They're basically what they sound like. Mini nuclear reactors.
Mini? How many are we talking?
Think like the size of a school bus. Maybe smaller even.
No way! Seriously. Yeah. That's small and it can still power things.
Technology's come a long way. It's not about those giant cooling towers anymore.
So what can they power with a school bus reactor?
Well, the idea is to be able to power, say, a small town, a neighborhood, things like that.
So you wouldn't need to be connected to a whole power grid, potentially.
Exactly. Off-grid communities, disaster relief. Even military bases, it's got a lot of applications.
Okay, that's pretty amazing, but
I
have to ask, safety? Isn't that everyone's first question with nuclear?
Of course, and Oklo knows that. It's built into their whole design.
How so?
These microreactors, they've got these things called passive safety features.
Passive safety? What's that mean in plain English?
It means even if everything goes wrong, the reactor shuts itself down. No meltdown risk.
Okay, see, that's the kind of thing I need to hear.
Right. It takes human error out of the equation as much as possible. And less waste, too.
Oh, right. Because that's the other big concern with nuclear, right? Storing the waste.
Exactly. Microreactors, they produce far less waste, and it's not as long-lived either.
Okay, so they're smaller, safer, less waste. Sounds like they checked all the boxes.
They're aiming to, that's for sure. And investors are taking notice big time.
Yeah, they went public through that SPAC thing, right? Like a lot of clean energy companies lately.
SPACs are a good way to raise money fast, get these technologies moving.
And it shows that those with the money, they believe in this enough to invest their own cash.
Exactly. They see the potential the same way they see it with crypto, with AI, all these big shifts.
So as we wrap things up here, I gotta say, it's almost overwhelming. All this change happening.
It's a lot. But it's exciting, too. It feels like we're on the cusp of something big.
It really does. Right. So if our listeners are anything like me, their heads are probably spinning right now.
Hopefully in a good way.
Definitely in a good way. But where do we even go from here? What's the takeaway?
I think the biggest thing is to pay attention to where the money's flowing, to these big trends. Crypto, AI, clean energy. It's not just about the tech itself, but who's backing it. Because those investments tell you where these big players think the world's headed.
And chances are, they have a better view than most of us.
They've got the resources, the analysts, they're playing the long game, for sure.
So it's like we've been given a sneak peek into the future today.
That's a great way to put it. Now it's up to everyone to decide how they want to be a part of it.
Love that. Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap things up here. This has been a wild ride. From Bitcoin mines to microreactors. Who knew?
Les, you never know what we'll uncover next time.
That's right. To everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another look at what's moving the markets and shaping our world.